from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, September 2nd. Coming up, the U.S. was dealing with a shortage of nurses even before the pandemic. Now there's concern that nurses on the front lines are at risk of burnout. We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Republican U.S. Representative Adam Kinzinger says the U.S. exit in Afghanistan was, quote, probably some of the worst military decision-making in my lifetime, end quote. Kinzinger, an Air Force veteran and member of the Air National Guard, says both the Trump and Biden administrations deserve blame for the chaotic withdrawal.
The American people deserved far better in an exit in Afghanistan than to have the last vision be us begging the Taliban to protect us and have 13 people killed by ISIS-K. Donald Trump is responsible for a terrible negotiation of a terrible deal. Joe Biden is responsible for following through on that deal.
He applauds veteran-led efforts to get people out of Afghanistan, like Operation Recovery. The Illinois 16th District Congressman emphasized that while geopolitically the exit is a failure, he says U.S. intervention did make a positive impact over the years, particularly in regards to Afghan women's rights. Those rights were heavily oppressed during the Taliban's previous rule and are yet again uncertain after the U.S. withdrawal. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says efforts are ongoing to secure the release of Mark Frericks, an Illinois man held hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Durbin says his staff had a classified briefing on the situation with national security officials on Tuesday.
We are continuing to press forward on this. We are not giving up on Mark Frericks. He's an important part of the American contingent that still remains in the country.
Frericks is a U.S. Navy veteran taken captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan in early 2020 while he was working as a civil engineer. Durbin says America and its allies may be able to use foreign aid to Afghanistan as leverage to gain Frericks' release. Utility crews from across Illinois will take a caravan to Louisiana to help restore power for hundreds of thousands of people following Hurricane Ida. Ameren, Illinois spokesperson Brian Brech says the utility plans to dispatch 300 workers from Illinois and Missouri for a two-week deployment to Baton Rouge.
When a utility asks for something like that, that means that the devastation in a particular area is quite catastrophic.
Ameren estimates up to 900,000 Louisiana residents are without power. Ameren has sent mutual aid crews to help following several major weather disasters, including Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago. Urbana Middle School was on a soft lockdown yesterday because of rumors of a possible school shooting. A news release from Urbana District 116 says that, out of an abundance of caution, the middle school went into a soft lockdown because of, quote, social media messages. The release says that school staff conducted a search of backpacks and lockers for any weapons. After none were found, officials lifted the soft lockdown just after 11:30 yesterday morning. The district says it will work with Urbana Police to investigate what happened and will have no further comment. In a soft lockdown, all doors are locked, but teachers continue instructing classes as normal. Public health officials reported 240 new COVID-19 cases yesterday in Champaign County. The number of active cases has risen to more than 1,000. Both numbers are the highest since late last year. Officials also announced two more COVID deaths in the last 24 hours, and the death toll in the county is up to 176. County health officials want to remind unvaccinated residents that walk-in appointments to get the COVID vaccine are available weekdays at the Public Health District Office on Kenyon Road in Champaign. Still to come, as COVID hospitalizations rise once again, we'll take a closer look at nurse burnout. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The U.S. was dealing with a shortage of nurses even before the pandemic. Now, with COVID-19 hospitalizations rising once again, there's concern that nurses on the front lines are at risk of burnout. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
Bridget Otto says she's dreading watching her hospital COVID unit fill up once again.
The last shift that I was there, we lost several people that were very young. And I mean, there were multiple times on our shift that we just bawled. Like, we just gave each other a hug and cried.
Otto is a nurse in the medical intensive care unit at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. She's been working directly with COVID patients for almost a year and a half. But Otto says with the vaccine now available, this newest wave is different and more difficult. Her patients are now younger, sicker, and almost always unvaccinated.
It's so much harder because now the grief we're seeing at the bedside, because we're allowing some visitors come, is regret.
Otto says she used to consider herself a lifer in the intensive care unit. COVID changed that. She's decided to go back to school this fall to pursue a degree as a family nurse practitioner.
Something to work towards that I won't be in a dedicated COVID ICU is just kind of like enough to keep me going right now.
Nurses like Otto have seen the COVID-19 pandemic up close. In hospitals, they spend a lot of time directly caring for really sick patients, and they've had to shoulder the grief of their patients' deaths when family members were not allowed at their bedsides. Lisa Caffery is the president of the Iowa Nurses Association. She says nurses are used to death, but not the numbers they've seen during this pandemic.
It'd be like walking into a mass casualty event every day, and that's kind of what it's like. That's a difficult thing to sustain over a long period of time.
Caffery says she's heard of many Iowa bedside nurses quitting or retiring early in the past year. That's pushed some of those remaining to work extra 12-hour shifts amid waves of sick patients.
Normally you only do that, 3 days a week. Well, they're doing that 7 days a week in some situations, and they're just simply exhausted.
Nurses have been in short supply for years. Although applications to U.S. nursing programs are up during the pandemic, many hospitals struggle to keep the nurses they hire. One nationwide survey found nearly 1 in 4 new RNs leave their job within a year. Kylie Olson graduated from nursing school last summer and got her first job in a COVID unit in Pella, Iowa. She calls it baptism by fire.
It was one of those things where I felt like I wasn't necessarily the most qualified person to be able to take care of these patients who were really, really sick. But there was no one else there who could do it.
Olson says if she hadn't been transferred to the hospital's labor and delivery unit in February, she may have quit nursing. She says her group of friends from school have all felt the same way.
All 10 of us have said that we don't know if nursing is what we want to be doing for the rest of our lives.
Experts say the pandemic has just amplified longstanding issues in nursing. Jessica Rainbow is an assistant professor of nursing at the University of Arizona.
We, for so long, have really shied away from making legislation about staffing, for example, and really trying to address burnout.
Rainbow has been collecting stories from nurses during COVID. She wants to use them to push for more regulations like patient-to-nurse ratio requirements, something Iowa, like most states, doesn't have. Despite all the challenges, Rainbow says she's hopeful that increased awareness about burnout among nurses will lead to lasting change. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.
And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 79 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Peter Medlin, Tim Shelley, Eric Stock, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.